West Virginia Public Theater is hosting professional actors and musicians this week in Morgantown. They're rehearsing a new musical based on a novel about life in the coal camps of southern West Virginia leading up to the historic Battle of Blair Mountain. Authors and musicians aim to highlight the sacrifices that laid the groundwork for the modern labor movement.
Storm clouds are gathering, angry and dark, and hell is in every direction. We'll raise the devil until lightning sparks and we're storming heaven.
The musical is based on the 1987 novel Storming Heaven by West Virginia native Denise Giardina. Artistic director of the West Virginia Public Theater, Jerry McGonigal, learned about the musical being developed through Giardina and negotiated to bring it during early development to West Virginia.
As the artistic director, it's really important to me that we do theater that is vital and important to West Virginians.
The novel and the musical are set in southern West Virginia, leading up to the largest labor uprising in U.S. history in 1921, the Battle of Blair Mountain.
There are a lot of things that spoke to me personally about this story.
Peter Davenport is co-authoring the musical.
I'm from Flint, Michigan, so I get the whole union thing, and I get when an industry leaves a town, how devastating it is. I wanted to pay my respects to not just the people of West Virginia, but to those people in the United States upon whose backs, you know, the industry and this country has been built.
The musical revolves around a key character in the novel, Carrie.
You don't understand what it takes for a man to get ahead in today's
world. Oh, go to church if and you want to preach.
Will you two stop it? Carrie, help me finish getting everything ready.
He just don't like being in a house with two women who can't boss him around like he does his minors.
Co-author Katie Blake began writing the musical about 6 years ago. She explains Carrie is a coal camp nurse caught in a love triangle.
That drama is set against the backdrop of the mine wars that are happening in West Virginia at the time. She's an educated woman trying to find her place in the world, which it mirrors the struggle of the miners trying to figure out their place in the world as well and have a voice and have certain rights.
Blake is herself a singer-songwriter. She's working with other musical professionals like country western musician Tracy Lawrence. Lawrence took a break from touring this week to join Blake and Davenport in Morgantown to work on the musical.
It's a fascinating story. It's a heartbreaking story about, you know, losing people that you love and the struggle that Americans went through years ago to get us to the place that we're at now. And I think it's very appropriate. It's something that I think everyone should see to get an understanding of the sacrifices that were made by the people that came before us.
The musical is still being developed. Student actors and professionals employed with West Virginia Public Theater have been rehearsing for a public staged reading to get a sense of how the musical is shaping up.
Storm clouds are gathering, angry and dark, and hell is in every direction. We'll raise the devil until lightning sparks, and we're storming heaven. We're storming heaven.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board.